I suppose I do, occasionally.
The person who throws out a match in a forest, is apt to start a forest fire, might be known as a very kind of a person. Very didn't seem to care what he was doing. He might be known as a very
careless.
Okay. Something is odd. You might call it odd, or what's another word for odd?
Peculiar.
Or even another word.
Queer.
Mm-hmm. What does queer mean? I gave you a synonym, but do you have any different meanings of queer?
Queer means out of the ordinary, or doesn't really mean funny exactly, mm-hmm. because funny is laughable and queer is odd.
I see. Now, my family, a bunch of Germans, my wife tells me, all my relatives, including me, we're very, we don't change our minds. We're very...
Stubborn?
Yeah, another word is, she might say, don't be so...
Absent.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Have you ever say set?
Set, set.
Or pig-headed?
Yeah.
That's a little bit stronger, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
A person who's easily offended, you might never call them... very easily offended, you've got to watch out.
Yes.
A word for that.
Yeah. Oh, better watch out, I see.
Always watch out for her, she's very...
touchy is what I want to say.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
That's what I say, I think, too. Yeah. Did you ever say feisty?
No.
Or fretful?
No.
If you're somebody stole all your money, mm-hmm. for me that wouldn't amount to much, but somebody stole all my money or your money, they'd say we'd be very,
very poor.
Very angry.
Oh, very angry.
All right, typical. Somebody looked at it and saw me doing this. I think I was menacing you or something.
Yeah.
Now, in case of fire, the best thing to do is keep
cool.
Or keep
level-headed. Keep
the wind is sometimes very not active. But
calm.
Now, when you've done a tremendous day's work, at the end of the day, you're very what?
Tired.
You have any word for exceptionally tired?
Fatigued.
You ever say fagged out?
Fagged out.
Now, when you're tired, you're often, you might say to a person, oh, he's, don't talk to him, he's just all...
him.
Or all, anything else? More, say worn out.
Worn out, I mean.
Now, you have a daughter, and let's say when she's a child, in the middle of the night she started to vomit, and you can say to somebody, oh, my little girl, my little girl...
Very sick.
Or would you say that's sick?
Yeah, that's sick.
You ever say took sick? Now, apparently, this laryngitis, I got an indication that I caught.
Yeah.
What?
You caught a cold.
It's
not laryngitis.
Right. I caught a cold. Mm-hmm. And you might describe the condition of my voice right now. I'm what?
Hoarse. Not heard.
Well, you haven't heard me normally yet. I'm up about three notes. What am I doing? what's that? That's a...
coffee.
Or the, one of these is a... Just one.
Cough, yes.
All right. You leave medicine beside the bed and you come back and it's still there. And so you ask the child, what?
Have you taken your medicine?
Or haven't. Would you say haven't you?
I would say, have you taken your medicine?